comedy of man starts like this. Our brains are way too big for our motherships. And so nature, she devised this alternative. We emerge half-formed and hope whoever greets us on the other end is kind enough to fill us in. And babies, that's pretty much how it's been ever since. Now the miracle of birth leaves a few issues to address. Like, say that half of us are periodically iron deficient. So somebody's gotta go kill something while I look after the kids. I do it myself, but what? Are you gonna get this thing? It's milk, he says, as soon as he gets back from the hunt. We can switch. It's hard not to fall in love with something so helpless. Ladies, I hope we don't end up regretting this. Comedy. Now that's what I call pure comedy. Just wait until the part where they start to believe they're at the center of everything, and some all-powerful being endowed this horror show with meaning. Oh, their religions are the best. They worship themselves, yet they're totally obsessed with risen zombies, celestial virgins, magic tricks, these unbelievable outfits. And they get terribly upset when you question their sacred texts, written by a woman hating epileptic. Their languages just serve to confuse them. Their confusion somehow makes them more sure. They build fortunes, poisoning their offspring, and hand out prizes when someone patents a cure. Where did they find these goons they elected to rule them? What makes these clowns they idolize so remarkable? These mammals are hell-bent on fashioning new gods, so they can go on being godless animals. A prison of beliefs, that they never ever have to leave. Oh, comedy. Oh, it's like something that a madman would conceive. The only thing that seems to make them feel alive is the struggle to survive. But the only thing that they request, something to numb the pain with, until there's nothing human left. Just random matter suspended in the dark. I hate to say it, but each other's all we've got.
Morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Charlie Sadaka, struggling as usual with the technical impossibilities of the studio. New music there from Father John Misty. Anyway, it's 7 minutes past five. My name is Charlie. If you'd like to give us a call, 855-915-WMFO. Good luck with that, by the way. 855-915-WMFO. No one ever does, and when they do, they can't get through. It's not strictly true, but you get the general idea. Anyway, my name is Charlie. I'm here every 2 weeks for my sins, and new music there from, as I said, Father John Misty. I'm trying to desperately think of the name of his last album, which was also excellent, which we played you on here, but I can't. So there you go. But that was excellent as well. That was a track called Pure Comedy, the title track of the album on Sub Pop. And new music now from Doombalaya. Well, I hope you've had a decent enough week and that you're looking forward to some better weather if you live here in Boston. You're listening to WMFO Medford, and not much good news this week, I guess, what with the terrorism incidents and bombings and heaven knows what else. But we'll try and keep you amused with some music anyway. Doombalaya there is the name of the band from Pants on Fire, F-I-Y-A, and the track was called Hot and Bothered. It's a very, it's quite a diverse album. It's a very, very good album indeed. Highly recommended on their own Doom Squad label. Before that, Father John Misty, of course, is on Sub Pop. Well, you would be really, wouldn't you? You're listening to WMFO, and I was just reading something which made absolutely no sense, so we'll come back to that later. Have a listen to this. This is from a band called Curse of Lloyd, who I don't know. It's from an album called Severed, and this is a track called London Rain. Hopefully. Tufts Open Call invites all members of the Tufts community as well as the general public to their weekly event in the intimately lit lounge on the top floor of Dowling Hall. Open Call is an experiment in creating meaningful human connections at Tufts through shared novel experiences. Open Call aims to provide a non-alcoholic social space to meet new people and explore your own senses. For more information, including the details of the next forthcoming event, check out the Tufts Open Call homepage on Facebook. This was a message from Tufts Open Call on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And music there from Curse of Lloyd and a track called London Rain, which I believe was a single. It's on their own album, Severed, on their own label. Before that, Doombalaya. You're listening to WMFO, and I thought it'd be interesting to hear something old, something very old, something you may not have heard before by the Beatles, who were a popular group in England and in the 60s mostly, and now most of them are dead.
You never wear a stitch of lace, your powder's never on your face, you're always wearing jeans, except on Sunday. So please don't ever change, no, don't you ever change. I kinda like you just the way you are. You don't know the latest dance, but when it's time to make romance, your kisses let me know you're not a tomboy. So please don't ever change, no, don't you ever change. Just promise me you're always gonna be as sweet as you are. They know how to treat guys mean, but you would rather die than ever hurt me. So please don't ever change, no, don't you ever change. Just promise me you're always gonna be as sweet as you are.
There you go, the Beatles covering Please Don't Ever Change from the, I guess, the BBC sessions. I guess that's got to be from live at the BBC. I guess that's got to be in Bush House or Broadcasting House, just around the corner there. I'm pointing, but it doesn't help me at all, does it? Originally from the Crickets from 1959, and Don't Ever Change. Before that, Curse of Lloyd. I think we should move on, don't you? I really do. I think we should move on.
Somebody, not in your body, not in your body. kiss all distant. I've opened doors. Now when to listen, know what to listen for, yeah. The shelf in the room has been the way of holding me and letting me stay. Kick me out, let me go. Getting tired, hold myself, I can't hold myself. The shelf in the room has been the way of holding me and letting me stay. The shelf in
From the new Pornographers, High Ticket Attractions. I may have played you that track a couple of weeks ago, but the album's finally coming out now. The album's called Whiteout Conditions on Concord. And before that, Days of the New, and a track called Shelf in the Room. Thanks, Matt. Matt gave me that CD, or lent me that CD. He doesn't realise he's given it to me. From 1997 on Fontana, and Travis Meeks was the main guy in that band, and I saw him recently on one of those intervention shows, talking about a very, very interesting situation indeed, where he's recovering, not to trivialise it, but he was recovering from drink and drugs and everything else. Interesting band, maybe not as commercially successful as they could have been. Days of the New, the name of the band, and indeed that first album, and the track was Shelf in the Room. Before that, Valerie June and a track called Shakedown. I'm not sure where that comes from, so you'll have to find it yourself. Valerie June and the track is Shakedown. So never mind where I got it. Don't you worry yourself about that. You're listening to Tufts, and WMFO is the name of the station, 91.5. Good to have you along. My name's Charlie. Don't worry, I'm only here every 2 weeks, so not too much, hopefully, to worry about there.
I got sleep, but Sunday nights they don't come cheap. I lay awake until I have no other promises to
Dolly Parton's and the Dolly Spartans, excuse me, When the Wheels Stop Moving. Yeah, Dolly Parton, I think, was someone entirely different from the album Time Sides With No One. It's a glorified EP, really, and before that, New Pornographers, High Ticket Attractions. So I played you a track from Father John Misty earlier on, because whatever name he's using at any particular time, I really like the artist Father John Misty, meaning Josh Chillman. And the new album is finally out, Pure Comedy. I played you one track from it earlier on, and here's another one. Well, I only get an hour every 2 weeks, you see.
Betting Taylor Swift every night inside the Oculus Rift, after Mr. and the Mrs. finished dinner and the dishes. And now the features definition is so much higher than it was last year. It's like the images have all become real. Someone's living my life. Plugged into our hubs, skin and bones, a frozen smile on every face. As the stories replay, this must have been a wonderful place.
Boys laugh, the girls are mean. Every day, the same routine. A bell rings in between. But now, I
Stop the text, stop the wrecks, public service announcement. A few facts about texting and driving. Fact number one, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. 23 times. Fact number two, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact number three, distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. The number one killer of American teens, more so than drunken driving. Fact number four, this has been a public safety message from StopTextStopWrecks.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. We heard there from a band called The Goods themselves, and a CD single called Be My Animal, and before that, Father John Misty. Yes.
And if you ever feel lonely, and if you ever feeling stressed, just find my name beneath the rain and find my soul in heaven dressed. And if you ever lost a friend, if you ever lost a lover, just sit right here and play pretend, 'cause soon we'll all see the end.
Opportunities bitches with a vengeance for drinking your cum. These immortals know the foolishness of the living. Oh, yes, they do. It's true. Ha ha. How deep is your cunt? 'Cause I've got a 14-inch cock. Will it fit? Will it fit you, girl? I know you want it, but I don't wanna hurt you, girl. How deep is your cunt? 'Cause I've got a 14-inch cock. Will it fit? Will it fit you, girl? I know you want it, but I don't want to.
What becomes alleged most? I let you think about it. Space goes coast to coast. Well, I give thanks today for all the things I stole and all the things I gave away. You make experiments, you try to teach a lesson and then take a stand. A fake handshake.
From way back, Rasputina, and Rasputina from the album How We Quit the Forest and the Old Headband. I don't know the old headboard, excuse me. I don't know why where Rasputina came from or where they went, but they were recommended to me by this guy in a record store in a Goodwill store in Jamaica Plain near my home here in Boston, Massachusetts. Probably while I was recovering from my marathon training. I have a marathon 5 weeks tomorrow, so give me some sympathy. Okay, give me some sympathy here. I'm hopelessly ill-prepared, as always. I've done them before, but they always turn into a bit of a bloodbath, frankly. They always turn... I start off training way too early, and then it peters out, and then I do nothing until, like, half an hour before the marathon, I decide I should run. And that's pretty much how it's gone this time. I did, a couple of weeks ago, I did run 14 miles, just over 14 miles, and in one sitting. And this weekend I'm hoping to do probably 15 or 16 miles today, but I've got so much other stuff to do, it seems highly unlikely. And then tomorrow, who knows, probably nothing. I haven't done any weights, I haven't done any proper cardio, and it's going to be a bloodbath up in Maine. So 5 weeks tomorrow, if I'm still here, if I'm still on the station, I'll let you know how I got on. And I can tell you in advance, it was probably very, very badly. So anyway, we heard there from Rasputina, and apologies for the bad language on the prior track from an album Crypt Kicker from Charles Boyd, but that should not have been in our library, and it's not the version I thought it was. Before that, Gitano, and from an album called I Am Inside My Body, one from last year that kind of slipped through the net. The track was called Noir Rouge, and technically speaking, that's just about it from me. I'm almost out of time. I'm going to run over, but no one's coming up after me, so no one will really know. Okay. Anyway, you're listening to WMFO, and don't worry, it all gets much better than this. I think the next DJ, live DJ, is on at 7 o'clock, but lots of fantastic music for you anyway, so don't worry. And I make no excuses for playing another track, the third track today, or possibly the fourth, third track today, I think, from the new album from Father John Misty. You know, I only get an hour every 2 weeks. Give me a break. You know what I'm saying? I mean, surely I should be allowed to play this, right? Have a good week. Have a good 2 weeks.
Gonna steal some bed sheets from an amputee.